is a waived 31412B hearing for Mr. Terry Pitzer, ADC number 091992, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. I'd like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, our esteemed Board Chairman, Dr. C.T. White, and my name is Luigi Yordis. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. I'll begin the hearing with the following summary. Mr. Pitzer is 71 years old. He was certified eligible by DOC for 31412B parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. Pitzer is currently serving the third term of a four-count prison sentence, one count for sale and possession of marijuana, one count for molestation of a child, and two counts for sexual exploitation of a minor, 14 years per count, respectively. He's been eligible for parole since May 25, 2014. He has a current sentence end date of May 24th, 2021, before he passes to his final sentence. The crime of sexual exploitation of a minor, a Class II felony, occurred on or about May 17, 1992. He pled guilty and was sentenced on January 15, 1993. Mr. Pitzer has a criminal history dating back to 1966, including arrests for liquor violations, DUI, grand theft, larceny, possession of marijuana, carrying a concealed weapon, and disorderly conduct. I will not read a detailed summary of Mr. Pitzer's sex crimes with graphic description, only to say that we have a long letter opposing parole that was submitted by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, and we'll say that he victimized at least four minor females. Mr. Pitzer has received moderate programming at ADC with no sex offender treatment. According to his progress report, he does not have a detailed release plan and is still pending another 14-year prison sentence. He has a limited history of discipline from 1996 to 2005, with his last major on December 11, 1998 for drug possession. This is Mr. Pitzer's 20th hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole packet, and again, the Maricopa County Attorney's Office submitted a letter on April 9, 2018, opposing his parole. I will begin the discussion by stating that based on the totality of this case and everything that I've read before the board, I do not find that passing Mr. Pitzer to his next consecutive sentence serves the interest of justice nor public safety, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. For no further input, I will make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is regarding Mr. Terry Pitzer, ADC number 091992. The motion is to deny parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And based on the year of defense of the offense, I would ask for a 1 year set off.
Okay.
Second.
Who seconds?
I seconded that.
Mrs. Rittenhouse seconded. Agreed upon by Dr. Wright. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Again, we ask for 1 year set off. The release type denied. His 412B to consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. And my reasons are as follows. And if I miss something, please let me know. And I will say, based on the age of the victim, serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victims, the age of the victims. I always consider sex crimes against children a matter of bodily injury. Multiple victims. Prior criminal history. Of programming, in particular the sex offender treatment program, no release plan, and no family or community support system. Do any of my colleagues have anything to add? Then I would say this concludes our hearing, and I want to thank my fellow board members.
I call the rule, and this will end our